The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers kicked off the 2022 season last night over at Christian County at the Stadium of Champions in Hopkinsville, but the Tigers falling just a little bit short last night, bowing to the Christian County Colonels 18-9. Good morning, everyone. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. This is Todd Griffin with Coach Will Barnes and Coach Wayne McGowan coming to you this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Actually, we're just neighbors with the radio station, guys. We can look out the window and see the WPKY studios across the street. Will, you've had some time now to think about last night's game. What were your initial thoughts on your team's performance last night?
I thought we played with pretty good effort really throughout. You know, I think there were some times where we got a little worn down, especially kind of late in the third. I thought we played with good effort. But there's just a lot of things we got to get cleaned up, really offensively. And then defensively, you know, you only give up 18 points, but you look at, you know, at least two of those, and one of passes that were on, one was on fourth down, and then the other one you give up a 55-yard touchdown, and it's just breakdowns and coverage. And if you, you know, that's something we talked about going into the game, whoever made more big plays and limited turnovers was probably going to win. You know, we were even on turnovers, and they had, you know, three or four more big plays than we did, and honestly, that's the difference of the game.
Honestly, if you go back to last year, I don't remember you guys giving up a whole lot of big plays. The one pass against Madisonville, but you guys came back and won that game.
Yeah, and you know, really played decent defense all night long, and you know, you have two lapses there, and you know, give up two big plays, and you know, when they're not scoring a bunch of points, that can really be a big factor in the ball game.
Did you think that the offense started to find its footing just a little bit there in the second half?
Yeah, I think, you know, really right before halftime, got a little bit of a rhythm, and that's you know, offensively, that's a huge deal, is trying to, you know, get a couple first downs, get a little more confidence, and get into a little bit of a rhythm. And, you know, I think we kind of did that there late in the second quarter, and then it showed up at times there in the second half. So, you know, we've got to build on that and get better. And, you know, I think there are some things there, you know, that show we can be, you know, a decent offense. We've just got to put it together and, you know, sharpen a few things up.
Wayne, I thought the defense stood up pretty good against the Christian County run, especially in the first half. Maybe got a little tired in the second half.
Yeah, probably so. You know, early on, we kind of felt like they were going to come out and throw the ball, you know, some or maybe even quite a bit, just knowing the personnel that they had and, you know, with the Miles kid back at quarterback this year. As far as getting on, you know, the run game, I thought we did attack a little bit better down here from a linebacker standpoint, and that's something we've stressed all week to those linebackers. They have to play downhill, attack the run. No, you got to stop the run. You know, you're going to win ball games. You have to stop guys running the ball. So I thought overall, I think, you know, not watching film yet, I feel like we did a little bit better job there.
Yeah, Christian County really big up front, and of course Christian County never wants for quickness. You know, they always have plenty of quickness out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you expect that year in, year out from a Christian County squad. You know, you're gonna have so many kids they can hand the ball to or throw it to, as we saw last night. You know, up front, yeah, they have the size, and they you know, not bad up front.
Caldwell County opening the season last night. Again, the final score 18-9. Christian County picking up the win. And, Will, is that going to be the last Tiger Colonel meeting, or do we know yet?
I guess so, yeah. With their consolidation over there, that'll, I assume. I don't know what all's going on over there. So we'll see.
You know, that was kind of the original plan. Then we heard that the cost of the new school was going to be a lot more than they originally projected. So, You know, some people are kind of saying now they might push that back a year, but if they push it back 1 year, that from a football schedule standpoint really kind of fouls things up.
Yeah, you know, just with the reclassification or the realignment, you know, coming up, and you know, you're ending a 2 year scheduling cycle this year, and you know, it makes a lot. I know they don't make those decisions based off football, but just, you know, football wise, it's pretty good timing too. So, yeah, that would be throw a wrench into things for sure.
We're talking on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning with Tiger head coach Will Barnes. Wayne McGowan is here. Mitchell Harrelson has joined us. We're at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Need to get to a break here on the show. We'll come back and have more with the coaches right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy
great breakfast,
lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this
community.
Yeah,
I've got about 2.5 minutes.
McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Want faster, more reliable internet? Hey, this is Brent Gilkey with Pinero Electric, and we're proud to help power EnergyNet Fiber Internet Service. Work from home, stream your favorite shows, and game with unlimited data, all with a reliable high-speed EnergyNet connection. EnergyNet offers internet packages starting at $59.95 a month and local tech support. Check GoEnergyNet.com to see if EnergyNet Fiber Internet is available for your home.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? Okay, let's be honest. You just want to get into some kind of shape? Then now's the time to get to Trilogy Performance Sports and take advantage of their $100 monthly family plan. This offer allows every member of the family living in the house to use the facilities at Trilogy as well as join the classes. What a deal! Don't wait. Get in shape. This offer is only for the month of September. So start exercising now and run to Trilogy Performance Sports to sign up. For more information, go to TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Running a successful business takes planning, patience, and a whole lot of elbow grease. We believe you have what it takes in spades. That's why First Southern National Bank is here to support the growth of your business with solutions for working capital loans, online services, checking, and treasury management. Prioritizing relationships built on true care for you and your employees is what makes our approach different. Get to know us at fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricios.com. That's Tricios.com.
Are you ready to get down and shake your booty with Casey and the Sunshine Band? Front row VIP tickets August 27th at the Summer Salute. Then break out your best polyester and get down tonight in your grooviest 70s threads. Slip into those bell bottoms and snap a pic. Send it to WPKYonline.com and you might win front row VIP seats to Casey and the Sunshine Band. Get down and get groovy because that's the way we like it.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Thanks to the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street for having us in this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Joined this morning by Tiger head coach Will Barnes, Wayne McGowan, and Mitchell Harrelson also here with us at the Biscuit Barn. And the Tigers opening the season last night but falling 18-9 to the Christian County Colonels. Will, what kind of positives did you see last night that maybe you guys can build on going from here?
You know, like we talked about earlier, there were some times, you know, we made some big plays in the passing game, and you know, we're able to do some things offensively that we haven't really done up to this point. So that was good. And then, you know, defensively, they had 32 rushes for 105 yards. You know, that's not bad at all. You know, that's pretty solid, and a lot better than we've done the last couple of weeks too. So, and then, you know, I haven't watched all the film. I watched some of it, but Jameis Carnahan, you know, he's got over 20 touches and he's got 8 tackles and came out for one play.
Yeah.
You know, that type of effort will carry us a long way. And if we'll continue to do that, we'll keep getting better.
Well, and you guys didn't talk a lot about this before the game, but you had some key people out last night too.
Yeah, we were down a couple of guys we thought were going to be starters coming into the year, but you know, it's not like it was something that happened yesterday or Thursday where we didn't have time to prepare or get something in place. So, you know, that's part of football, and you know, that's you got to be able to deal with those things and get the next guy ready.
But if you've got Demarius Thompson, D-man back there at running back, it kind of lets you do some other things with Jameis, and it kind of opens up your offense a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, watching it live, I didn't think Jameis ever looked tired, but, you know, if you can get D-Man some touches too and get him some carries and take just a little bit off of Jameis, you know, I think Jameis will be even more effective than he already has been. And so, you know, we'll get D-Man back and, you know, that'll obviously help. Really both sides of the ball, and because he's a good player.
Looking at the stat sheet from last night, you guys had 31 passes and 31 runs. Now, is that a conscious effort on your part to be balanced, or that just happened?
No, that just happened. I think, you know, how the game plays out is a little bit different. And really, you know, we had quite a few scrambles and that type of thing. So it was probably, I bet we threw it probably closer to 40 times. And so, you know, that's just kind of how the game goes. And that's really kind of how we want to be, you know, not necessarily 50-50. It's not something you know, that we're charting and saying, oh, we got to get a couple more runs to get to, you know, 50-50 or whatever. It's just more of the flow of the game and what we think we can do offensively to try to move the ball.
Well, your dad was always uncanny about that because, you know, people would always say, well, it's a pass-happy offense. But you'd look at the stat sheet at the end of the day and he'd be sitting there with 40 passes and 40 runs.
Yeah, and you know, back in then, you know, there are a lot of plays, and you know, there's so many plays. I think some of that stuff, you know, a short pass in the flat or those types of things kind of get forgotten about. And then, you know, we had 60 plays, I think, last night, and we were huddling. So, you know, that's a lot of plays offensively. So when you've got a high, you know, it's a high number of plays, you know, that kind of happens as far as your splits go.
Well, a little different offensive philosophy right now, because in the past it was always go as fast as you can and get as many plays as you can, and now you're trying to be a little more deliberate on offense.
Yeah, and that will probably be the last time we do that. I mean, I didn't really like the flow of our offense, and we did that to try to take a little bit of a breather between plays. But, you know, sometimes I wonder if that takes us out of our rhythm offensively. So, you know, going forward, we probably nix the huddle and go back to what we've always done.
Well, I wish your dad were here because you guys won time of possession last night.
yeah. Then, you know, those years, you know, we would lose time of possession. We'd win by like 60. So, you know.
Yeah, we wouldn't we wouldn't lose time of possession. We'd get annihilated in time of possession.
Yeah.
Now you'd have the ball for 12 minutes and have 60-something points on the board. Yeah. But, you know, I think it just proves that there's more than one way to win a football game, though.
Yeah, and I, you know, for us, I do think it's important. Time of possession is important where we can hold the ball and kind of control the flow of the game, where, you know, if you get against a team that's trying to go fast and get a bunch of plays, that can, you know, with how, you know, thin we are and got a lot of guys going both ways, that can really wear you down. So it is important for us offensively to possess the ball and move the chains and do that consistently, so we can take a little bit of a break defensively.
Well, if you look at first downs, it's 15-14 Christian County, so, you know, that's basically even.
Yeah, and, you know, really, you know, just not watching. I've watched about half the game. It's kind of what we thought going in. We thought we were pretty evenly matched, and the difference, like I said earlier, was going to be turnovers, special teams, and, you know, big plays. And, you know, I think the big plays is probably what got us. You know, their big plays turned into touchdowns. Our big plays got us inside the 10, and we weren't, you know, one of them we were able to get to, a touchdown. The next one was we turned into a field goal. So, you know, if we've got plays that are explosive plays and chances to score, you know, we got to convert on those.
But this year's team, I think, a little reminiscent of last year's team. You guys got down, but you kept battling, got back in it, got a touchdown, and you were threatening again late.
Yeah, and that's good, because in the third quarter, there was a time, you know, we had a pretty good little drive there to come out of halftime and then turn it over on downs. And I thought we were kind of, you know, wavering a little bit, and you know, they were running the ball pretty consistently there. But, you know, we kind of got it together there a little bit and kept playing hard and really, really picked it up at that point. And that's something you do like to see, that you didn't just – that was a time where you could have just laid down and said, all right, we're done and we're going to head back to Princeton. But I didn't feel like we did that last night.
Going back to time of possession just for a second, Cowell had it for almost 26 and a half minutes, Christian County for about 21 and a half. And, Wayne, that kind of helps your defense a little bit, because you're not out there the whole time.
Absolutely. Especially, Todd, with a big bunch of kids who are going both ways. We've already mentioned Jameis, and you know, look at Gus Fox and Camden Wolfe. He gets in there on some offense, some. He plays all night defensively. And, you know, the offensive line becomes the defensive line pretty much this year. And look at all the secondary guys. Luke's playing some safety, playing quarterback, Canyon and Logan Chambliss. So they're all, you know, warriors. Got to be warrior ball this year. But, yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can get that defense off the field and you know, offensively keep the ball and keep the ball moving and get those guys a little bit of rest. But it's only maybe one or two kids who are over there that's not out there. So, but, it, yeah, it's always good to see those guys be able to play both ways. And I think, you know, from that standpoint, it keeps you in tune to the ball game. You know, you don't have any time to go over there and think about anything, and you just play after play after play. And, you know, we're going to have to get used to doing that this year.
Had a field goal last night from a freshman kicker. Time to get Mitchell in here. I know he wants to talk about the special teams. And talk about Will could talk about this too, the decision to kick the field goal there. And Mitchell, talk about the kids that were out there on that play.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about those three. Yeah, Jack Roach, who also plays defensive line, he was the snapper. Timothy Nichols was doing the holding, and Sutton Ritchie was kicking. And funny thing about those three, all three of them had never done that in a game, any of those positions. And I think that says a lot about their preparation and their practice and what we do on a daily basis. And it paid off last night for 3 points. So
yeah, feels like it's pretty tough if you're a kicker and the first time you get called on, it's a 37 yarder.
Yeah, not a chip shot. No, it was not a chip shot. And, you know, I asked Mitchell, I said, what do you think? He said, let's give him a chance. And, you know, that was a big play and a big kick to cut it to 6-3 and to give us some points to get a little momentum there.
Well, you had to feel pretty good at halftime at 6-3, and you guys were getting the ball to come out to start the second half.
Yeah, and really didn't think we'd play great offensively at all, and thought that we had some things we could do. And you know, really that first drive out of the third quarter, we took a lot of time off the clock, I think, and, you know, came up empty-handed. That was a big blow offensively. And you know, if you can get some points out of halftime to continue that momentum, that would have obviously been huge. But, you know, I do want to talk special teams a little. You know, the last couple of weeks, it's been a little chaotic as far as getting who's out there and getting subs and that type of thing for special teams and our scrimmages. But credit to Coach Mack and Mitchell, you know, that may be the first time in a little while where we didn't have to take a timeout because there wasn't a kid out there, or one of those things, and that happens quite a bit, in the first couple of games. So credit to our kids for being in tune to the game, and then Coach Mack and Mitchell, counting those guys up and making sure people know where they're supposed to be. So I thought we played pretty good special teams for the most part, and that really was going against them. They did decent special teams too, except for they didn't hit any PATs, so that was kind of a wash in the game. But that I felt like we did pretty well in special teams.
Yeah, going back to the start of the game, Christian County won the toss and took the football, and it seemed like they ended up with good field position, and it seemed like they had the field position advantage the entire first half after that.
Yeah, you're right. They had a good drive and turned the ball over, and we got it deep in their territory, or in our territory, and it just never could really flip the field. We don't have that booming punter that like Blake. I think Luke did a pretty good job and did exactly what we asked him to do. We want that ball and the numbers are outside, and he did that for the most part, and really minimized returns is what we're trying to do in the punt game. So you're right, we just never could really flip the field, and how you do that is you got to make a big play offensively, and we weren't really able to do that outside of a couple of times.
Now, you did get over the top a time or two in the second half on offense.
Yeah, and we're able to show a little bit of explosiveness in the passing game, and missed on some other throws for a couple of different reasons. So I think the more we play, the more feel Luke gets, we'll start to hit some of those things, and then that keeps your drives going. And if you can keep drives going, eventually you're going to break through and start scoring some points.
You talk about Luke Parker punting. What kind of options does he have on that little rollout?
He's got freedom to run it as in anytime, and Luke's a really smart kid and has a good feel for the game. So if he feels like he can take the edge and run it, he's got that opportunity. I think last night he did a pretty good job punt, really.
Well, a lot of advantages to having your quarterback back there doing the punting too.
It's something that if you watch them last night, they didn't really sell out to block, and I think that's probably part of the reason why, is they know that he's capable of running it or throwing it.
Wayne, who stood out on the defense for you guys last night?
I thought he'd just start right up front there. I think the defensive linemen, just watching it live, I thought they held their own pretty well. You're dealing with some inexperience there. However, I think things have improved from last week from front to back. I think the linebackers did play a little bit more aggressive coming downhill. We blitzed a little bit last night, and we were successful when we did blitz. We got to the quarterback a little bit and disrupted some things, and the guys on the edge at Gus Fox and Cam Warford out there played better, I do believe, holding the edge and turning runs back inside.
Well, because that was such a strength last year, nobody really ran inside on you guys very much.
Absolutely, and that's a new year and a new three guys in there, and makes it, that's going to make a difference until those young guys figure some things out and get a feel of the ball game.
Have to like Christian County's offense, though. I mean, the quarterback can throw the ball a little bit. He's got some guys that can go get it, some big receivers. It's tough to hang with those guys sometimes.
It is sometimes. And, what you have to be is very disciplined when you play guys like that that may be just a notch above you athletically. So you have to play the game smart, and you have to be disciplined and do what you're taught.
Talking this morning with the Caldwell County football coaches on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street, just basically across the street from the WPKY studios. We'll continue on with Saturday Morning Quarterback and look at some scores from last night. Murray defeating Crittenden County 34-27 in an interesting contest down at Murray last night. Yeah, well, a couple of future opponents for you guys.
Yeah, you know, obviously we'll play Crittenden here in a couple of weeks, and Murray is obviously a big district game, and you know, Coach Courtney always does a good job, so I'm sure they had a pretty good plan defensively. And you know, you look at what Murray does offensively to play that team week one is a big time challenge. And you know, that those will be two really good teams that we've got on our schedule.
Well, and another game last night that featured a couple of future opponents, Union County 28, Madisonville North Hopkins 6, and you guys will see the Maroons next week.
Yeah, so we'll get that film and take a look at it over the weekend. And you know, I know Union County's got a really good team coming back, so you know, that's a good Union County team. And you know, I think Madisonville has a lot of guys back too, so I think they probably think they've got a pretty good team too.
It's been a while since we've played an actual game at Madisonville.
Yeah, we scrimmaged over there, what was that, 19? I think maybe we played over there my senior year.
Was
in that bowl game?
We played them in a bowl game. Was it
preseason
was it
game?
Was it there?
It was.
It was.
It was a game that ended about 11:30.
Yeah,
because we were the second game of the night.
That's right. Yeah,
I think Hopkins Central played somebody in the first game, and then we played Madisonville in the second game.
Yeah, at their place. It's absolutely.
Was that Brandon Sigler's team? One of those teams.
We played Madisonville over there.
Yeah, we did play Madisonville over there, and we were seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Eric Fong got split open that night.
Yeah, he did. He got his hand open that night. Had to get some stitches, I believe.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting going over there. But like you say, we have scrimmaged over there, and you guys are pretty familiar with Madisonville, especially after seeing them out here last year.
Yeah, and, you know, the kids go over there all the time to either play at a basketball game or play at a baseball game. A lot of familiarity over there. And, you know, we've been to Owensboro twice already and went to Christian County last night. So going over there is not too big of a deal.
Trigg County with a big win to start the season, knocking off Todd County Central 42-26. And I think feels like the Trigg offense wants to be like you guys on offense sometimes. You know, they're kind of playing that same system, and they're trying to go out and score some points.
Yeah, I felt like last year they just continued to get better. I thought they would have a pretty good team this year. Coach Ezell is a really good guy and does a really good job over there, and that's not surprising that you know they're probably much improved.
Yeah, we're on Saturday morning quarterback this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We are going to get to a break now. We'll come back and go through some more scores and talk more with the coaches after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Enter to win a pair of Titans Club level tickets.
Sorry, Todd. The mouse wasn't working there for a second. I just wouldn't click to automatic, and so I couldn't switch it.
ABC Finance, Jenny Stewart Health, The Mixer, and Rooms for Less.
The weatherman says it's time to get out of the house. Goodwin Insurance wants you to know they can insure all your toys. Boats, jet skis, ATVs, golf carts, well, you get the point. Goodwin Insurance is dedicated to finding you the best policy with the best service at an affordable price. Insure your toys with Goodwin so all you have to worry about is the fun. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
Celebrate 25 years of Planters Bank with 2,500 points. Introducing the Planters Bank 25-Year Celebration Special. Earn 2,500 You Choose Rewards points and get a free Visa check card with every new checking account open. And they'll add 2,500 You Choose Rewards points to your Visa check card balance. That's like getting $25 in your account before you even get started. That's their way of celebrating 25 years with you. Planters Bank, 25 years of great things. Member FDIC.
England, Ashley, Serta, Catnapper, Best, Craftmaster, Lazy Boy, just to name a few of the great brands at Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress in Hopkinsville. There are a lot of places to shop, but at Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, you will get the best possible service around. Also, check out our low delivery cost. There's a reason why, since 1961, so many have found it worth the drive to 2519 Fort Campbell Boulevard, Hopkinsville. Online at HayesFurniture.com. Free delivery for our military.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Or did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Coaches Will Barnes, Wayne McGowan, and Mitchell Harrelson all here with us this morning. The Tigers opening up the season last night over at Christian County, but suffering an 18-9 loss to the Colonels, and that evens the all-time series right there at 13-13. So, Will, we may never get a chance to break that tie.
Probably will finish 13-13.
The new school coming over there next year, we anticipate. And, Will, we've talked about it a few times. Is that something you anticipate keeping on the schedule, the new Hopkinsville school, whatever they end up calling it?
I think it – you know, I don't really know. You don't know until – really, I don't think the alignment's going to change for us much. But then, you know, trying to find dates that work for everybody and, you know, who wants to play at home, who wants to be away, to keep that 5-5 split. We'll see. And, you know, that stuff will pick up here. I'm surprised it hasn't already, but maybe once this alignment comes out, it'll kick back up.
We were going through the scores from last night. Hopkinsville went up to Louisville Ballard last night and lost 22-0, but you know Hoptown's going to be pretty tough this year.
Yeah, and I mean, Louisville Ballard's really, really good, and, you know, just a notch below, I think, Trinity and St. X and Mayo, which is, you know, still a really, really good football team. So, that's a really good team, and, you know, Hopkinsville's going to be really good too.
Fort Campbell got a big win, 38-13 last night over Muhlenberg County. So, you know, the Falcons off to a good start.
Yeah. And, you know, looked like, you know, scored some points and saw some highlights. And, you know, they look improved as well.
And Mayfield looks like Mayfield. They beat Graves County last night 36-0.
Yeah, that's they're going to be good as always, and got a good team and well coached, and you know, got some guys back, and so as always, they'll have a really good team.
A couple of other scores, not really future opponents, but teams in the area. Hopkins County Central beat Webster County 30-23. Marshall County, actually, they beat Ballard Memorial, and we'll see Ballard coming up later this season, 54-0. The score there, so. Ballard's still struggling a little bit, but Will, I think they just have trouble getting numbers up in their program.
Yeah, and Marshall's a lot bigger than they are, and, you know, probably got a little bit more depth. And saw Ballard at 7-on-7 earlier this year, and you know, they've got some more kids out, it looks like, and their coach brings a lot of energy and does a good job. So I think, you know, they'll continue to add and try to get better.
Always a few surprises when you look at the scores the first week of the season, but they always say you make your most improvement from week one to week two of the season. So what do you guys work on this week, and where do you go from here after losing over at Christian County last night?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's we got to obviously get in there on Monday and watch film and you know, we've got to see what we're doing wrong and what we've got to get fixed. And then, you know, next Friday or next Monday, whenever we watch the film, we shouldn't see those same things pop up. And if we'll do that, you know, we will show improvement. If we don't, it'll be similar to what it's been.
Well, it was last season you guys kind of found yourselves in that Madisonville game.
Yeah, and last year I think that was kind of a big moment in our season because we were down in the second half and came back and ended up winning and found ourselves, like you said, offensively a little bit, and it's kind of the same situation this year. So it's a really important game, and we got to have a great week of practice and go play a good Madisonville team.
Wayne, from a defensive standpoint, what do you guys work on this week?
I think, Todd, probably the little things, just watching this thing live. We kind of gave up some big plays over the top last night, and we gave up some situational things. I believe the one touchdown was first and 40, I do believe, after the big penalty they had, and we turn around and give up a 50-plus yard touchdown. So, we just have to know the situation. We need to be more in tune to, first and 40. Probably going to sling at things at some point, So we just have to get better at those little things there. And effort-wise, I believe overall the effort was great, but, you can always improve in those areas.
I believe the PA announcer last night said it was first and Oak Grove.
Oh, yeah, that's probably about right. And I thought, I felt, Bradley and I up in the box was like, first and 40, we're getting to flip this thing over and boom, one play, and there it goes, And unfortunately, that's the way things happen like that sometimes.
Like I said, I did like the way the team battled, though, and you guys got back in it, and Xavier Bumpus dropped one pass, but then came back and made some really good catches there in the end zone to get you guys a little bit closer.
Yeah, the touchdown was a really good catch and a really good throw. It was a tight window and contested catch, and we've got to have more of that stuff. I think Luke having a game under his belt will be a little more confident, and Xavier's gonna be a good player for us, and we just got to continue to get better at that spot too.
Going back to the stat sheet, Luke Parker was 16 of 31 last night, 195 yards and a touchdown. How do you kind of assess his game, because that's basically his first big high school start?
Yeah, and
quarterback.
You're right, and that's a big deal, and it's not an easy situation to step in and do that. And like I said earlier, we probably dropped back 40 times, and that's also not ideal. And he did some good things, but he also has got some things he's got to work on. But the type of player he is, he's just got to get some reps, and I think he's also a smart enough kid to watch it on film and make corrections that way. So, I've got a lot of confidence in Luke. Luke's going to be a really good player, and we'll continue to get better. We got to get better at the receiver spot too, running better routes more consistently, and got to get a little better in pass pro. But, like I said, didn't want to drop back that many times, but the way, kind of had to push the pace a little bit there in the fourth quarter to try to get back in it.
Well, and Luke gives you some options with his legs, which is something we talked about in the scrimmages. You look at those scrimmage scores, and it kind of makes it look really more lopsided than it was. But in those plays, in scrimmages, you blow the play dead when somebody gets close to him. Last night, the ball's live. He's able to go make some plays and, pick up first downs.
Yeah, we were backed up, and he made a really nice play. They thought he was kind of down on the sideline. He just kept playing and busted out and, had a 20 or 25-yard run. And that was a big play just to get us from out of our end zone, where if we have to punt, we're not punting in our own end zone. So he's very capable of those things. And like I said, he's only going to get better and more confident the more reps he gets.
I talked earlier about how many guys you have going both ways this year. Where do you try to find those guys, a breather here or there?
Oh, man. The offense and defensive line, we've got a little bit of a rotation going. But, people like Jameis, he's got to go, and he played just about every snap last night. We have a little bit of a rotation with Luke Parker and Luke Maddox in the secondary, and Eli Stevens came in, and we were able to give Kenyon Richardson a breather, and Logan Chambliss. So really, you know, we need to continue to try to find some guys that can spell us a couple plays here or there on one side of the ball or the other. You know, we'll start playing JV on Monday and hopefully start to see some of that stuff where we can get some guys some time on Friday nights.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback here on WPKY, coming to you this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Coaches Will Barnes, Wayne McGowan, Mitchell Harrelson all with us this morning. Big day for Caldwell County sports today. The golf team playing in the All-A Classic Second Region Tournament down at Deer Lakes Golf Course in Salem. They were scheduled to tee off at 9 o'clock this morning. This afternoon, Caldwell County boys soccer will play in the Second Region All-A Classic Championship game. That's against University Heights Academy and will be played over at UHA in Hopkinsville at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Back with more on Saturday Morning Quarterback after this timeout on the show. You're listening to Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
I think the word has gotten around that Raider Auction Company has four amazing farm equipment auctions each year, but people still say every day.
I didn't know you buy and sell equipment every day.
Well, they do. Delbert Raider has well over 40 years' experience. He's well known for his knowledge of used equipment, and he buys and sells every day. Financing available. Stop by Raider Auction Company, Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. You don't have to wait for an auction.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cadiz. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
December 10th impacted our community in a way that we will never forget. Much was lost that night, some of which can never be replaced. In the days since, we have witnessed something that can never be taken away. The pride of our community, the resiliency of our people, and their resolve to rebuild. The road to recovery has begun, and Farmers Bank wants to do our part to help those impacted by the storm. Let us walk you through the process with our Rebuild Construction Loan Special. Call us or apply online to get started. This is Jeff McDaniels, Farmers Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements. The Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Saturday Morning Quarterback continues from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. We appreciate them having us in for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Also appreciate coaches Will Barnes and Wayne McGowan and Mitchell Harrelson stopping by for the show today. One thing I want to talk to you guys about, and one thing that was really fun, the football kickoff dinner. First of all, the players did an excellent job waiting tables, I think.
Yeah, that was kind of fun to see and hear, you know, people brag on them about their manners and how, you know, good they did waiting tables. A lot of them, you know, most of them have never done anything like that, and had a ton of parents that helped out with that back in the kitchen and had them rolling and doing what they were supposed to. So that was great, a great night, and really glad we were able to do it. And again, just we have great parents that, you know, when we started talking about this, you know, everybody, hey, I'll do this, hey, I'll do that. And to put something on like that, it takes a lot of hands.
Well, and a big fundraiser for your guys' program too.
Yeah, and you know, we were able to make some money, and obviously that's a pretty good deal when you can do that. So it was a win-win. We were able to make a little bit of money, and I think it was just a good night to celebrate our football program, and something that we look forward to doing in the future.
You guys had an auction as part of that, and really had some nice items.
Yeah, you know, had a lot of people with different types of connections. It's crazy once you start asking people for stuff, you know, who they know, and it's funny because, you know, Tate Van Hoosier is in with the Vrabels, and you know, knows them by first name, and you know, that was really good to get some of that stuff. And you know, it kind of got a little chaotic when you start auctioning off desserts and that kind of thing, but it was really, really fun, and was definitely worth doing.
Well, and I wanted to bid on some of the Tennessee Titans stuff, but it got out of my price range quick.
Yeah, I bet so. It's pretty interesting. That was really cool, actually. I hope this event continues and grows. It's just a time to, you know, get the boys out there and get them kind of out of their, you know, normal routine of life, so to speak. You know, they're having to talk to people and deal with people in that type of setting. And yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I thought they were enjoying it, and they looked like they liked it. And, you know, I had somebody bringing me tea every time I turned around. I think I drank 12 glasses of sweet tea back there.
Well, there's a bunch of them, and that's good. You know, anytime you have lots of hands on deck, you can get lots of things done.
Well, and then, you know, your guest speakers were all fantastic. I just wish they'd had a little more time to talk.
Yeah, and I, you know, kind of thought the same. But, you know, if you're going to have a first one and you're wanting to recognize the history of Caldwell County, you've got to have those three families represented, and they did a phenomenal job, and really appreciate them coming and bringing their families and spending the night with us. That was, you know, really neat to hear the stories and hear them talk and share their experiences.
Yeah, there's never enough time for Coach G stories.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you never run out. And, of course, Craig Clayton, he knows as much about Caldwell County football, especially from back in the day, as anybody.
Right.
And, you know, Pat Gates, you know, guys won state championships at two different schools. So, I mean, he's full of stories, too.
Yeah, you're right. You could sit up there for hours, and all of them could tell stories and keep everybody entertained, that's for sure.
Yeah, they were all trying to stay within about 10 minutes, and I'm like, no, keep it coming. Keep it coming. But that's a fun event, and I'm guessing something you guys are going to keep going.
Yeah, as long as we're able to, we'll keep doing it and you know, hopefully make it better each year.
Another thing we usually talk about on the show is the former Tigers in college, and, of course, a couple of guys that have seemingly been in college for a long time, no longer there. Jalen Boyd was at Lindsey Wilson for a long time. D. Kane was up at Western Kentucky, and those guys had great careers, but there's still several Tigers that are playing football.
Yeah, you know, Trell is at Tennessee, and saw a picture of him. And, you know, with Xavi playing now, got a little bit more of a contact with just seeing how Trell's doing, and seems to be doing great, and really proud of him for what all the work he's put in to get to where he's at now. And you know, Tripp Branch, I saw him over the summer. He came to our youth camp and worked our youth camp. He's at center. You know, not surprising, he's worked incredibly hard in the weight room, and has had a big time body transformation, and I think that'll really pay off for him, and he'll be a really good player for center. And then Angel Long and Blake Vibretta at Kentucky Wesleyan getting their college career started, so we're looking forward to watching those guys and seeing what their careers look like.
Speaking of college football, I'm not sure if you saw it this week or not, but Chris Doering has the Cats going 11-1 this year.
Yeah, that's Well, if they do that, they need to put a statue of Stoops out all over Lexington.
All over the place. Yeah.
I'm not sure he doesn't already deserve a statue.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You know, he had a whole lot of work to do, and he's got them preseason top 25.
Yeah, and I mean,
that's impressive.
Yeah, year in and year out, you know. Now it's just expected. Hey, we better win 7 or 8 games. So
yeah, there's no more counting 6 wins to get to a bowl. I mean, it's you got to go ahead and push through. But Georgia still looks awfully good. Tennessee is going to be awfully good. The Southeastern Conference never lets up.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, you listen to like Kirby Smart talk. You know, he talks about how physical and tough that Kentucky game is, and it's one of the more physical games they play all year. And they've done a great job building that program from really the ground.
Speaking of guys who have been on college football teams, Wayne, you and Mitchell can talk about what Murray State's going to look like this year.
Well, we've kind of talked about it a little bit. They're going to jump to that Missouri Valley Conference.
One more year in the OVC,
one more year. Well, we kind of looked ahead, but you know, UT Martin, I think's ranked right now.
Yeah,
fairly high, about mid, 15, 18, somewhere in there, and. So, you know, it's teams all over that OVC are going to be very competitive. And I think overall in the last years, the conference has gotten better with teams being ranked and making the pushes through the playoffs and all that. And, you know, I don't know exactly what the Racers have coming back this year exactly, but Coach Hood has done a pretty good job down there in, you know, the time he's been there.
Yeah, with the move coming up to the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you know, that's the conference that basically produces the national champion every year.
Absolutely. So, you know, the competition level is going to really, really be more than what they've seen in recent years, and having to go just to different geographical places, you know, when they have to hit the road and playing in new venues. So it's going to be a heck of an experience for them.
As a former Racer, though, how weird is it going to be for you to see those big The Valley logos on everything at Murray State?
Yeah, that's going to be really, really different, seeing that logo, you know, slapped on everything.
Yeah.
And just the different teams they're going to have to encounter now. But, you know, I hope I get a chance to go see some games here next year in the when the new conference and everything gets kicked off, and you know, maybe catch some good ball games.
Yeah, but Mitchell, we've talked about it. Murray State's got some interesting potential rivals moving to the Missouri Valley.
I think they've got Southern Illinois right there in the Valley, and then, you know, the Indiana States, and there's a lot of good opponents in there. I think the recruiting is already heading in the right direction for Murray, coming from a more in-state approach. I know with when I was there, me, Joby, and Oliver, I mean, that's 3 guys from Princeton that were on the team at the same time. I know we had some Mayfield guys, some Graves guys. So they're really doing a good job of recruiting in-state, which is something the last staff didn't really harp on quite as much, and I think that'll pay off in the future for them.
Felt like the OVC was always a really good fit for Murray State football, but the OVC kind of, you know, people left, and I think Murray State just saw the writing on the wall, and the Missouri Valley is a pretty good place to be.
It is. It is.
But it was weird, and Wayne, going back to the logos, when I was at Eastern Kentucky earlier this year for the All-A Classic State Baseball Tournament, you know, you walk around EKU, and they've got A-Sun logos on everything.
Yeah,
you're like,
that's right.
This used to be OVC territory.
I know. I know. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, Mitchell mentioned it earlier off the air that, you know, Murray was a founding member. I think 1948, I think the OVC was founded, and I think them, and I think Evansville was in the OVC and may have been a founding member.
Louisville was in the OVC.
So, you know, that's pretty good tradition there, you know, being a little conference of smaller schools, I guess, so to speak, mid-major type schools. And, yeah, it's going to be awful different not seeing the OVC logo and the, you know, not being represented in the OVC.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on WPKY. The Tigers falling over at Christian County 18-9 in the season opener last night, but the Tigers fell to Christian County to start the season last year, ended up putting together a 7-4 record. Will, as you look ahead to Madisonville, North Hopkins, and the rest of the season, once again, just what's kind of the keys for you guys moving forward and getting better?
Yeah, I think really just on both sides of the ball. Like I said earlier, we've got to watch the film, take the coaching, and then it's got to show up next Friday night. We're going to make mistakes next Friday night, but it can't be the same ones we've made the last 3 weeks. And that's how you make progress. If you don't, if we keep seeing the same things over and over, the results are going to be the same. So, we're going to keep playing good people. So we've got to get some of these things cleaned up and changed, and we'll see some improvement. I think we've got the pieces to be a decent team. And I really think if we'll keep working, we'll get there.
All right. Appreciate you guys all coming in and being on the show this morning. And good luck next week over at Madisonville North Hopkins.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Tiger coaches Will Barnes, Wayne McGowan, and Mitchell Harrelson all sitting in with us today from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery here on West Main Street. Thanks a whole lot for listening to Saturday Morning Quarterback. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your sportsedge.com. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your sportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.